And welcome to the Tales for Long Box podcast. This is episode 260, Spotlight on DC Comics, Red Hood and the Outlaws, Rebirth, number one, circa 2016. I am Chris Mosby.
And I am Caleb Gerard. And Murray. Murray's off in deep somewhere selling very cool handmade, homemade pottery and stuff.
Yes.
Skilled stuff that I have no skill at.
Yes, I have no artistic, that kind of artistic muscles, bones, or any other organ in my body. That is for sure.
Y'all, if you're listening to this, take a look at his, on Facebook. Murray posts some pictures of some very cool stuff that he's made. As well as some of his compatriots up there in the wilds of Canada.
Yes.
Outside of...
Much luck to his selling today and tomorrow.
Up in outside of Waterloo. I assume it's not in Waterloo. It's near Waterloo.
Probably so, yes.
So normally, I will confess right now, up until New 52, not a fan of Jason Todd or this persona of his, the Red Hood persona. Mm. But ever since the New 52, I don't think I have missed an issue of when it was Red Hood and the Outlaws or then when it was Red Hood and Arsenal. I had both of them. And that says a lot about Scott Lobdell's ability to write.
I read it for a while. It was fun. I stopped at one point. I don't remember when. I don't know. I've always been, because I was around when they first brought Red Hood back in Batman, despite how they brought him back. Well, they kind of clarified that once before. There was a miniseries by Jed Winnick that kind of told the story in between him being resurrected, spoilers, and spoilers for God knows how long ago, and the time he showed up in the Batman comics.
Yep.
He was teased during the Hush storyline, but come to find out that wasn't really him then. But
that was Clayface, right?
Yeah, it was Clayface. More spoilers. Anyway. trying to think what else. They've slightly modified a little bit. Kind of go in the background. I don't know if Red Hood, for those that might not know, that's kind of, okay, Jason Todd was killed by the Joker, if you didn't know. Of course, he got better. But and they've kind of redid it in the Batman Zero Year thing, but the Joker's back in way back. The Joker was his first thing was he was called the Red Hood, and they kind of redid that for Zero Hour. But he was the Red Hood.
Zero Year.
That's right. Zero Year. I'm sorry. They kind of retold a little bit how that was set up, but basically he was the Red Hood. And, you know, when he's fighting Batman is when he dumped in the chemicals and changed. So this is kind of this Red Hood persona it's kind of a play on words as far as that goes because of, who killed Jason Todd. So,
right.
For those that don't know. So that's kind of, I've always been interested in that. The Jed Winnick had done that. In the Batman, because he's writing Batman at the time, and the miniseries was over. That he did was called I don't remember what it was called, Jason Todd and something years or whatever. And I believe that was some of the early I can't remember his name. See, that's what I try to do when I try to do this thing off the cuff. I screw it up.
Jason Todd, the very whiny years.
Yeah, the guy who did the art. Is actually lives here in, just 20 miles from me. His name, I forget his name. Damn it. I hate that.
It'll come to you. Halfway through the comment, you go, oh, I got it. So
yeah, look it up. Anyway.
So
a lot of this is covered.
A lot of what you're mentioning here, they, Lovedell and company cover actually in this issue, which is kind of neat.
Yeah,
this, this is, despite this being Red Hood and the Outlaws, this is actually just Red Hood, this particular issue.
Yeah, they cover it all.
Yeah.
They do a good job of it.
So what kind of guns are those that he is sporting on the cover there? Any clue?
It's kind of hard to tell.
Okay. Well.
But they're automatic pistols, obviously.
Clearly, or at least semi-automatic, because he's got quick fingers. But it's a cool cover. The ads have shown it a lot, but it's got the Red Hood and Jason Todd shooting a couple of guns at us. But look, he's looking through the scopes of both guns, and one of them is Bizarro, and then the other one is Artemis. Mm-hmm. And as Murray was smart enough to point out a couple weeks ago, this is a play on the DC trilogy with.
Yes, which is just great.
Yeah, I didn't get it, and since other people are much smarter than me, I was like, duh, I should have seen that.
Just real quick, I was totally wrong about the artist, but the name of the series was Red Hood, The Lost Days is the name of it.
And who was the artist?
Pablo Raimondi. It was a very good series, though.
Okay. I don't know
anyway,
it is either.
Yeah, 6-issue series, very good. Come to find out, you know, told how he came back and the whole bit, but, you know, this is slightly modified in this version because of, you know, Infinity Crisis and all that good stuff. So, anyway, continue.
All right, and then we got an alternate cover, that one with that same artist whose name I can never remember, but whose art I'm not particularly fond of, though I do like his Bizarro on this cover.
Yep.
But not a big fan of the pose for Red Hood or for Artemis. But
well, you know what? Take that back again. Sorry. I was looking at some more of the issues. Jeremy Hahn is the one I was thinking of, and he did some of the issues. I was looking at the trade paperback, and he is listed. He is a local boy and has done Batman and various other things. He did some creative own work and stuff. Okay, so last interruption. Continue.
No, that's okay. So we are...
I wasn't crazy after all.
Well, not about that.
No, exactly.
So we are in somewhere, and there's a dialogue box that says, "It was the night that changed my life." And we see the bat symbol. It looks like it's on a wheel of a car. And as we pull back, further back, we see that there's a tire iron attempting to take the lug nuts off the tire. And it says, up until then, we're in Gotham City years ago. And clearly it's Red Hood is giving us the dialogue. It says, "I was just a street rat named Jason Todd. My mother was dead. Dad was in prison for life. Raid I was going, I'd be meeting him there soon. But that was the night." And as it turns out, this is going back to the original origin. Jason Todd is stealing the tires off of the Batmobile.
Yeah, I remember reading up on that. Apparently, the Batmobile had been just recently rebuilt, and they did not get a chance to put the security measures in place. So that's why he was able to do that. They reprinted that, some of that stuff, that early Jason Todd stuff, in a trade called Batman Second Chances. So if anybody wants to read that without having to hunt the dollar bins, it's I don't know, maybe a year or two ago I got the trade of that. So it tells a little bit of that story in more detail.
So we get an ahem from off-panel, and it's a full-page spread of Batman standing over young Jason Todd, and Jason's the Batman. And Batman says, "Do you realize that's the Batmobile, right?" Kids all, duh, and you do realize you parked your car in Crime Alley, right? More dialogue. Yeah, I'd heard all the stories about the vigilante who dresses like a bat and beats the crap out of bad guys, but until he's standing right there like a nightmare in a cape, you never think he's coming for you. And this is Red Hood and the Outlaws Rebirth, writer Scott Lobdell. Dexter Soy is the artist. Veronica Gandini is the colorist. Taylor Esposito is the letterer. Giuseppe Camoncoli and Cam Smith and Dean White did the cover. And Bangle, that's who's doing those variant covers, who I'm not a big fan of.
Yeah.
Brittany Hulsel.
Oh, yeah.
And Alex Antone. I don't know who Alex Antone is, but he's editing this.
Yeah, that variant cover made them all look like they were little kids, didn't it?
It did. It did. They were posing in their costumes. And I really like this splash page. It's really cool. We get Batman, it does not look like he's wearing any armor, which in the early years he didn't. It was just latex. But big Jim Lee's Todd McFarlane cape billowing out from him.
Yep.
Huge. And he's got the pointy ears at this point in the history of Batman.
Correct.
And the ears have gone from different lengths and stuff over the years. And Jason, being the moron that he is, attacks Batman with a tire iron. Batman stops him, and Jason says, "You want to beat up on a kid? Go enlist the GCPD, Gotham City Police Department, for those of you who are keeping track. Like every other bully in the city." Batman says, "I'm only going to ask you this once, so give some serious thought to your answer." Jason says, "What?" Batman says, with a smirk on his face, "Are you hungry?" And Todd looks at him like, "What the F?" And we are now sitting on the hood of the Batmobile with a couple bags of what appear to be fast food. I can't believe Batman would eat fast food, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. And Batman's, probably belly burgers, too, I bet.
Let's see.
I can't really tell from here.
Zooming in. Yeah, pretty generic. It's hard to tell.
Just anyway.
Bags of food. And he's telling Jason, "Slow down, Jason. You're gonna lose a finger. Sorry. Nom, nom, nom. This is the closest thing to home cooked meal I've had since I had a home." And he says, "Funny, I was here once looking for Wayne Manor, trying to case the place, but I got lost." Batman says, Why do you think it's okay to steal things from people? "You kidding me? Look at this view. Freaking billionaire playboy thinks he's king of the world." "Sometimes you just gotta give people a chance, Jason. They'll usually surprise you." Oh, no, I'm sorry. Mixing up my...
No, that's all right.
And Batman goes to town on his burger while Jason is contemplating. And stately Wayne Manor in silhouette with every single frickin' light on in the whole place. Good Lord. Three people in the building and there's every light on it there. Oh, well, if you're a billionaire...
Yeah, that's right. You can afford it. He's probably got his own, power generator down there. He's probably not even on the grid.
He should have wind power, for Christ's sake. Solar panels.
Yeah, there you go.
What an environmental douchebag. Some more dialogue. "Turned out the Batman and the billionaire were one and the same. Before I knew it, I had a new address, a new home. Not bad for a kid who was sleeping on a wet cardboard box a week earlier. There was weight training, fight training, like 24/7. Forget about a GED. I was earning multiple doctorates in criminology." And Jason's staying there all fit, talking to Bruce, who's cowl-less, but he's got his uniform on. "If the nucleotide polymorphisms don't match blah, 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 blah."
Yeah, and that's a mouthful, isn't it?
Basically, he's showing off his ability to parrot knowledge. And it's a little bit later, but Jason's continuing, "But it was more than just lessons and drills. This was something I'd never had before in my life." And he's looking at a laptop, and Alfred's walking up behind him with a platter full of something. And Jason says, "Every time I think I understand it all, I realize how much I still don't know. It is a process, Master Jason. Master Bruce has every confidence in you." "You really think so, Alfred?" "Absolutely, or he would not have had me present this to you." And he's got, on a tray, he's got the Robin costume and a red mask, which is kind of cool, by the way.
Yeah, that's one of the things they changed for change continuity a little bit.
I do like that the R on there, though.
Yeah, and there was a... If you remember, at one point, when they did the Batman and Robin, when Dick Grayson was Batman and he was like a bad version of Red Hood, there was a thing going on, and Winnick had written it, that his hair was red originally, and Bruce made him dye it black so it would look like the previous Robin, and nobody knew that it was a different person. But apparently, I never saw that again since then. So yeah, they've taken that part out.
No harm there. That's one of those little stupid continuity things that was just get rid of it. So
yeah, exactly.
So Jason goes out swinging with Batman with this. I really like this version of the Robin costume, though. Yep. I'm not so sure about the cape being white or whatever color it's supposed to be, but
It's all yellow. I don't know. I can't remember if they made when they redid the costume for Dick Grayson's Robin, because there's no short pants anymore in the new 52. They took that out. It was the Tim Drake Robin that was the first one that had the black on the outside and yellow in the inside. But I don't remember. I'll have to look it up to see if they did the same thing with Dick Grayson Robin.
Okay. So they're swinging, and Dick and Jason's telling Batman, "It is awesome doing what we're doing here." And Batman says, "I can see that, but don't ever lose sight of what you're doing out here. I gotta remember the Batman voice every night, every moment, every time you put on that uniform. You're accepting the risk and responsibility that comes with being a Robin." So a Robin, I like that. Mm-hmm. Nice writing touch. And they're going up against Two-Face in a fight scene, and Two-Face flips it. "Tails, I get to kill you both," says Two-Face. And Jason dives in from behind, knocks Two-Face out. "Look out, Batman. And you almost killed him." And he starts just beating the tar out of Two-Face. And Batman grabs his hand. "Enough!" And apparently, "You can take the kid out of Crime Alley, but not the other way around," says the voiceover. The dialogue box says, "Even back then, Batman wasn't sure if I was going to be a hero or something else." And I remember in one continuity, didn't it turn out Two-Face had killed Jason Todd's mom or dad or something?
Well, they said, I don't remember if they touched on that here, but
they didn't.
His mother wasn't really dead.
Yeah, they don't touch on it in here at all.
Yeah, he went looking for her, and that's when he ran into the Joker. She was alive or in the scam in whatever Arabian country. So,
But wasn't Two-Face the one that he blamed for his parents' situation?
It's possible.
Two-Face.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, his origin, Jason Todd's origin, has been mucked with a few times. So,
Even in Robin Year One that Chuck Dixon and Scott Beatty did, they changed it around where Two-Face beat the crap out of Dick Grayson when he hadn't been Robin very long, and made Batman watch, and it almost killed him. And that's Batman almost got rid of fired him completely from being Dick Grayson. And the way they wrote it is he went off on his own for a while, got in with some gang, blah, 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 blah. And they wrote it into the Nightwing later on that one of the guys he was a rival to in this gang ended up being some character named Shrike or whatever. But they put that in there too. And, of course, in Lonely Place of Dying, when Tim Drake shows up, Two-Face is the one that trapped Nightwing and Batman in a building. And he went in and beat him up and saved him with Alfred's help. So they're tying it together here. I don't think Two-Face has ever been a Jason Todd villain, I guess you should say. But when they did the Reborn stuff, I remember they made a big deal about Dick Grayson. Well, actually, it was in Prodigal when he was Batman for a while when Bruce Wayne's back was broken. He was still slightly afraid of Two-Face because of what happened when he was younger. So, way more backstory than you wanted to hear, but
no, that's why we're here. So we are now in the present, and Jason Todd is on all red hooded out, and he's flying over the bunch of police officers on a motorcycle and blam, blam, shooting them all. Blam, blam, thank you, ma'am. And cops yelling, stop him before he hurts some. And cop takes a motorcycle wheel to the head. And Jason comes sliding in. And guy in a suit says, have you lost your mind? Jason says, Mr. Mayor, or Red Hood. I'm going to call him Red Hood here. Mr. Mayor, a word. What do you want, Red Hood? Money? A pardon? And Red Hood says, you don't have anything I need. Trust me. And he takes an explosive batarang to the chest. So, come on. And, oh, it's not explosive. It just sends an electrical charge through him, and it's zzzzat. I don't know who lettered this thing, whatever. And we have a mirrored scene from when Batman was standing over young Jason Todd. He's now standing over Red Hood. The cape has gotten even bigger over the years.
Yeah.
And the ears have gotten even taller. Somehow he's gotten broader. He's gotten more built. And he's clearly wearing armor now, though. Clearly, yeah, he's got armor on. Batman, that is. Sorry. Mm-hmm. And the voiceover says, they say there are no straight lines in life, that it's all one big circle. And here we are again. Batman says, whatever this is about, it ends now. And the voiceover continues, I'd like to think I'd changed since he came across that punk kid in the alley. That sight of Batman towering above me doesn't still make my heart pound in my chest. But that would be a lie. Should I bolt like I should have then? Probably. But I've got something I've never had. But I've got something I never had when I was 16 years old. Experience. And he tries to shoot Batman. He says, can we talk about this later? No. Had to ask. A little fist fight between the two of them. You know you can't win this. In a fair fight? Probably not. But cheating? I've got that down. Maybe ingenuity is a better word. A taser built directly into my body armor. And he kazorches Batman with some electricity from his body armor. Batman goes flying back. I can't believe Batman got took out so easily. Just saying. And Red Hood is back to beating the crap out. He goes to beat up the mayor. Please, Red Hood, there's no need to relax, Mr. Mayor. I've got this. Jason, don't. And Jason apparently shoots the mayor. Blam! In the head. And we are now looking at a TV set. And we see the scene replayed in the background as a news reporter is talking. This was the scene an hour ago when Batman failed to prevent the Red Hood from shooting the mayor at point-blank range. So far, there is no confirmation of the mayor's condition. Didn't vote for him anyway, huh? There's a lot of voiceover, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And Red Hood is... Somehow he's going to drink a beer, because for those who don't know the makeup of his mask, it is a solid piece. It just is literally a hood that goes over his whole head. And he's being handed a beer, which... Heroes don't drink. What the hell?
Well, he isn't exactly a hero.
Yeah, that's true.
Depends on who to talk to. The one thing that bugged me is it looked like the Penguin is sitting there in the middle. You see him there?
Yeah, probably is the Penguin.
Well, he's got his own place.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of like a mobster now. He would be hanging out with those guys, but, I mean, it could be anybody.
Yeah, and it looks like the Riddler sort of over there behind him. And and what does that say on the little sign? It just says, Antoine's Armory. Gang discounts available.
Yeah, I thought that was a nice touch.
Pin-up board. So the bartender's talking to Red Hood. Says, Red Hood, eh? You're probably too young to know this, but the original Red Hood, rumor is the gang was run by the Joker himself. And Red Hood's like, you don't say. Mm-hmm. Honest, so you might want to watch your step. I met that killer clown face-to-face once. He ain't the kind of guy you want to have for an enemy. You want for an enemy. And years ago, and we see a unmasked Jason Todd getting his the shit beat out of him by a crowbar-wielding Joker. This is from the Death in the Family storyline that readers decided that Jason Todd was not worth saving and phoned in, and they killified him.
one of the things they didn't mention also is, and it, they show it in that Second Chances trade, is one of the things that's very controversial is that a wife beater had an, quote-unquote, I'm using air quotes, accidental death while Batman wasn't looking and he was chasing him. Jason was.
Yeah.
He couldn't prove. It was widely inferred that he pushed the guy over and killed him on purpose. But that Batman could never knew. And that's when things, he kept getting more violent and violent. And that's when, you know, everybody hated, that's when everybody was hating him when that was going on.
And that's, and they were, they started to go down that road a little bit with Damian for a while, but they pulled back. I know Damian actually did kill.
Several people.
Who,
yeah.
Who was the one who drowned? The last one that,
I don't remember, but the first one, he hadn't been with Batman very long. As this, I forget the character's name, but he's cut his head off with a sword.
It wasn't like the Whisperer or something like that, or
I don't know. It was like the Phantom, or it was something like that. Yeah. But yeah, it had been not too long after he'd shown up, and I guess Robin was looking for the guy, and he beat the crap out of Tim Drake and took a costume and a sword that his mother had given him and went after him and lopped his head off. So there's a couple other deaths like that before too long.
But he's under control now.
Yeah, well, I mean, he didn't know any better. He was raised from birth to be an assassin, so.
So then the building blows up, and we get the iconic scene of, or iconic shot of Batman holding the much more grown-up body of Jason Todd, because the original, he was much younger.
Yeah, they said he was 16 when he met Batman, so yeah, he's definitely a lot older.
And he's dead, and he's got the yellow cape there, by the way, in case you were counting. It looked like the color changed.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually I got better. The Lazarus Pit brought me back to life. Can you see Talia al Ghul is dumped Jason Todd?
The Lost Years, Lost Days series talks about that. Because in the original continuity, it was a continuity punch by Superboy Prime that it just, he was in his grave, spontaneously come back to life, and he was like a zombie. He still had his skills, but he was brain dead. And somehow Talia came, I don't remember how Talia came across him, but she's the one that dumped him in there trying to fix his madness, and that's how he came back the rest of the way. And he lived with them for a while. And then he went out on his own hunting down people way before he came across Batman. He was, I guess he was getting his skills back, but
Yeah, so he returns to Gotham. He's pissed off. We see a little shot of him holding the Joker down and pointing a gun at Robin and Batman. He says, I was upset. Bruce couldn't bring himself to avenge me. And we're back at the bar today, and Jason's getting approached by a guy in a black mask. He says, excuse me, sir. Sorry, pal.
I love this little back and forth here just right now. This is great.
Sorry, pal. S&M's not really my thing. No, I think you misunderstand. I work for the Black Mask, part of the False Face Society. You can't tell, but I'm dozing off under this mask. And the guy hands him a card with a black skull on it and says, the Black Mask is expanding his operation. He's working on something big. After that stunt you pulled tonight, you're just the kind of talent he's looking for. I'm not much of a joiner, says Red Hood. I respect that, says the guy. But if you ever change your mind... And walks off, and we're at Police Plaza, Gotham City, and Jason is picking up a manhole cover, crawls in, goes into the cave, and there's Batman waiting for him at his secret hideout. It says, your new hideout is a bomb shelter beneath the police station. Too clever by half, Jason. Well, it's not like you let me stop by and use the back computer anytime I need it, so I have to be more creative. And how I get my information. I was just at the hospital. The mayor's still alive. You didn't shoot him. You injected him with an antidote to a techno-organic virus in his system. even sedated those cuffs. Why didn't you just tell me? I have a question for you, Bruce. Why didn't you just trust me? And he takes off his hood.
If I didn't trust you, I wouldn't have asked you to investigate the mysterious connection between City Hall and a new international crime cartel, which is how I learned the mayor's nervous system had been co-opted. I'm sure even he didn't know he'd been biohacked. Bruce, we've got an opportunity here. I need to go in even deeper into the Gotham Underground by pretending to be, by becoming one of them.
No, that's too risky. I won't allow it.
Why? Because my name isn't Dick Grayson?
This has nothing to do with Dick or Tim or Damien or anyone other than you. Do you really expect me to stand here and pretend you don't have a history of crossing the line?
And going back, that's what you were referring to earlier, which is in the Nightwing Grayson comics, that's his shtick. That's Dick Grayson's shtick now, is being basically an undercover hero or undercover hero for hire. And it is mirroring that very much so, at least the concept. But it's like, well, if it's good enough for Dick, why isn't it good enough for me? And Batman's saying, don't be a douche.
Yeah.
And Dexter Soy's portrayal of Batman changes every once in a while because he doesn't look as bulky in this.
No, he looks like he's the same age as Jason there.
Yeah, taller, but about the same age. But he was definitely in that one panel where he was standing over. Maybe that was just supposed to be Jason's perspective of him being this huge, imposing figure standing over him. But he seems to have shrunk a bit. And Jason says, "Do you remember what you said to me the night we met? Give people a chance and they'll usually surprise you. I'm asking you for this chance, Bruce. The Red Hood can go places that Batman can't. Are you going to help me? Get in my way.
My city, my rules. You get one strike, Jason. And if I think for an instant you're in too deep, I'm pulling you out. If you take one life for whatever reason, I'm coming for you."
And Batman disappears and Jason's playing on his computer, looks at the screen. And it's now years ago. Or he looks at something off panel. Sorry. And we're back in the Batcave of old. And Jason's saying, I mean, it's cool, yeah, but why all the trophies? The penny, the T-Rex, that creepy clown card. It's just, you don't really strike me as a sentimental type, Bruce. And we see the Batcave of old. It looks kind of reminiscent, actually, of the one from the Michael Keaton Batman movie.
Yeah, it does.
But yeah, there's an old sort of 80s Batmobile, maybe early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of cool looking. Very, very sparse, though.
Yeah, and I've got the entry on Amazon for that Second Chances trailer talking about, and it's very, very similar to that Batmobile design that was then.
They're touchstones. A way to keep track of where you've been so you don't lose your way to where you're going.
That's why the graduation photo, huh? Says Jason. We got Alfred's taking a digital photo of them. No, this is for me. I most certainly am the sentimental type. So how are we doing this? Spontaneous, asks Jason.
Serious.
Sexy, says Jason.
Serious.
Really, sirs. Cheese will do. And do we get a picture? Jason's smirking. Batman's... Well, turns out Batman's smiling. And it's now today, so here I am, a hero, I don't know, a villain. I'm the guy who can do the things that Batman can't, because becomes someone that Batman won't. Am I the man Bruce wanted me to become? Not even close, but someday, soon he'll realize I'm exactly who he needs. And he's got his little trophy shelf, and we've got the hubcap he stole off, or a tire off the Batmobile, his Red Hood, and he's got the picture that Alfred was taking, and Bruce is smiling in that picture.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got books on a shelf, including The Prince and The Art of War. And
you know, on Amazon, you can get a mask that looks exactly like that for paintball. I've almost bought it. I don't know how many times.
You don't do paintball.
I didn't say I did.
I actually have a coworker that one of his cosplay costumes is Red Hood. So
yeah, that'd be kind of. I actually they put a shirt out with that symbol on it.
Oh, the red, the red bat symbol.
Yeah, I bought one. It reminded me of the. It looks a lot like the one that the symbol that the Batman had in Justice League 3000. So I got one. It's really nice.
Add to your Batman memorabilia.
T-shirt collection.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I think I have a T-shirt of every single Batman symbol that he's ever had, at least at one point. So.
Well, I am looking forward to issue number one of the regular series of this.
I am too.
I'd be interested to see how he handles. I never liked Artemis, so it'll be interesting to see how he handles her.
Whoever come up with that is freaking brilliant, because that's good stuff, I think. It's going to be fun.
I hope so. I hope that they keep her personality, which they've always had, her being kind of a tight-ass warrior type, and kind of how Wonder Woman was in Justice League 3000.
Yes.
2001, depending on when you picked up the series.
Yes. I'm really going to miss that.
Well, you need to pick up Scooby Apocalypse. Come on.
I might have to do that. I bought the trades, though, of that. I don't double dip very often, but I bought all the trades of that series just because it's so good.
I enjoy again and again when you finally read them in 30 years.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes, I've got quite the stack building up. I don't even have a place to put them on the shelf right now. I'm out of shelving.
Time to go to IKEA.
Yeah, I don't think there's IKEA anywhere around here. Maybe Springfield, like an hour from here, 45 minutes.
Time to order from IKEA online and have it shipped.
Yeah, well, I've got two great big bookcases. You've probably seen pictures of them. I got that on Amazon. I'll probably just buy another one of them to match the rest. Get the whole black wood motif going. Right now, I just don't have room. I got action figures all over the place. I'm getting ready to sell.
Go to your local thrift store and get some shelving units there.
There you go. Not a bad idea.
Help a veteran. I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good point.
Thank you. We have
all
our clothes from Goodwill. I enjoyed that. Once again, another Rebirth book that was incredibly good. Not to compare apples to apples or apples to oranges, whatever, but I can't say that every single new 52 book number ones were good. In fact, if we were to go back and listen to all those episodes, I would probably say less than half of them were ones I wanted to continue reading. Whereas so far, I haven't run into a Rebirth book that I haven't wanted to at least check out the first issue of the regular series.
Yeah, I'm thinking, I'm surprised it didn't do a Batgirl Rebirth, but I guess that was part of the Birds of Prey thing.
Yeah, they did the Birds of Prey one, yeah. Batgirl and the Birds of Prey.
Right. The one, and I haven't finished all the ones from last week, but the one that I was the most, that I really didn't want to ever see again, is that Super Dash Man one.
The Chinese guy?
Yeah, that made me mad.
Mad?
I didn't like that.
Oh.
Well, the guy's a bully. That's how he starts off, beating up on some fat kid.
Yeah.
I mean, that, I didn't want anything to do with that.
Find redemption. I mean, Jason Todd killed people, and,
Yes, true, but
Hal Jordan was a douchebag.
Yes, he was a douchebag, but he was also possessed, too, if we remember.
Okay.
Jason Todd, all the people he killed were drug dealers and murderers, too, so I don't know, that's splitting hairs, but
okay.
I don't know, maybe I'll read it again and feel different, but I just wasn't interested in that one. But like I said, I don't know if I said it on the podcast or in a pre-show sometime, but when they started this Rebirth, I made the commitment I'm reading every single one of the, if not the Rebirth, at least the first issue, whichever is the first issue.
Right.
And so far, that's the only one I did not like.
Okay.
Green Lantern's got better. Not my favorite, but it got better. The rest of them I'm enjoying.
Yeah, actually,
I really like the action comics and the Superman ones are really good.
And I'm actually done with Green Lanterns. I'm not going to be reading that one anymore. And I don't know about Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps yet. I haven't passed judgment. So.
Yeah, I haven't read it yet. But yeah, I may read one more Green Lanterns and then I'm done. Probably, because it's not all that great.
So. Nope.
And the Justice League isn't all that great either, for that matter.
No.
Or is it Justice League of America? I forget. Justice League hasn't come back yet. Justice League of America is the Brian Hitch debacle.
Whatever the one with the star of wannabe villains in it.
Yes, exactly.
Whatever that one was.
Exactly.
I got nothing else. I'm
spent too. Still recovering from a headache, but we'll doing a lot better though. Thank God. Yeah, that was rough. Whew. All right. Well, as always, you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromthelongbox.com and let us know what you think there. Or you can join us on our Facebook page and join the conversation with everybody else. You all right there, man?
Yeah.
Okay. Or you can comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think. And that's it for this week. We are out.
Hasta la vista.